This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to appreciate all the ways Black music brings everyone together. From the Saturday morning soundtrack that gets the whole family cleaning the house, to the beats at the block parties that bring the whole community together. Celebrate the impact of Black music this month and beyond with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin and DK in the background. We are here to talk about the one, Rashad Bateman, of course, and all of the details swirling around his contract extension, the whys, the hows, the who's involved, and everything above. Obviously, the deal came out. It was initially a $15 million extension, but there's a lot more details that came out secondary to that that we're going to get into. So before we get into it, if you are enjoying the content and you love staying up with your Ravens news, make sure to take a second and hit the subscribe button. Give us a like, you know, turn on your notifications, all those things so you can stay up to date. But Glenn, news has started to trickle out, right? Mm-hmm. As in regards to kind of what happened here with this whole Rashad Bateman deal. What's going on here? Because it seems to be kind of an obscure thing.
Yeah, it's as the, you know, the details are starting to roll out, particularly after the pen hit the ink and Rashad Bateman mm-hmm. actually signed the deal that was reported before it was official. Some details are coming out as of yesterday. Apparently, Rashad Bateman was in fact not eligible for his fifth year option on his rookie contract. Like we saw Adafe get his picked up. Rashad Bateman, although we both thought him and Adafe were eligible, Rashad Crazy. Bateman was never eligible to even get his fifth year option. And the reason he was not eligible, I'm going to pop this up here right mm-hmm. now. That way we can read along this together, is a bit of a technicality. And it explains a lot in the sense that we saw Rashad Bateman make a change in his agent. And this explains exactly why he would have done that, because it seems like a bit of a detail that if anyone's supposed to know this, I would assume it's the agent who should
better be.
Yeah, so as you can see on the screen here, shout out to Jeff Zrebic of The Athletic, we're going to be reading off of here. According to the collective bargaining agreement, as you see here, a player shall not receive an accrued season for any league year in which the player is under contract to a club and in which he failed to report to the club's preseason training camp that a player's mandatory reporting date. So because of the fact that Rashad Bateman missed last season's training camp mandatory due date because he was injured and assumed he's going to be put on the PUP list.
Right.
No big deal. I know I'm going on the PUP list. He did not report on the day he should have. It made him ineligible because he did not receive an officially accrued season for that league year, which is absolutely incredible to me. So, am I wrong? So even though he showed up a few days later, participated in as much camp as he could other than the days he missed because he was banged up, but then played most of the season, right? Like he was out there for most of the year. So even though all those things are true, because he was a couple days late and missed that mandatory reporting date that all players had to be here, it didn't account as an accrued season.
Yeah. Whew. Crazy. I mean, it's crazy that something so minuscule could throw the things off with his contract, but that's why contracts are written up, right? That's why there are boundaries to them and otherwise. So I'm glad that Rashad Bateman did the right thing by firing his agent, because like you said, Glenn, if somebody should be on top of this, it's probably his agent. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was, of course, the one that fumbled the ball, because I don't think it's your employer's job to say, hey, you need to come to work when you're on the schedule. Like, you're on the schedule, dude, come to work. Or, you know, yeah. So I don't really put the onus on the Ravens or the idea that the Ravens are like, oh, we're trying to get out of this one. That's obviously not the case.
They noticed. Do you think like I doubt John would have known. Like, I doubt John was like,
definitely on the
he's going to miss out on that fifth year. Like,
yeah. No, I don't think I
didn't even hit his mind.
About. Right. Yeah. And there's probably a million other things that Eric's thinking about as well. Not that Eric doesn't know the rule, but probably thinking about a ton of other things. Who knows? He might have just been surprised by the time things started. Oh, shoot. Rashad's not here. Oh, no. You know what I mean? And then it was already too late.
Yeah.
type thing. And maybe they called him anyway and said, hey, what's going on here? Right? Like, just so you know, this is the situation. But either way, I think that what this does is, to me, the Ravens then doubled down on Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had every opportunity to be like,
to get rid of him. Yeah.
You know, so this to me shows how much they believe in him, mm-hmm. how much they're looking forward to seeing what he can do. And it's a, I think it's a double down. It's a, it's a reaffirmation to him that the Ravens believe in him. You know, they just want to be healthy.
Also, it's also a bit of a win-win, right? Like, the Ravens are getting him for less money than if he would have stuck around and gotten that fifth year option by simply, I mean, it was his error and his agent's error, but they, they're benefiting from it. There's no doubt about it. But the good news is for the player is he gets an extra year that he would have maybe otherwise not gotten. And who knows mm-hmm. how that helps his career. But, if he would have not, if the Ravens had not extended him, he would have been a restricted free agent after this upcoming season. And so the Ravens would have, likely just tendered him like they do for any restricted free agent. And looks like shout to Cole who tweeted this out and was able to organize some numbers for us here. He would have gotten a second round tender. So it looks like ultimately the Ravens are winning. And I guess to some degree Bateman is as well. But if he would have hit, let's say he would have had a monster breakout season this year. He lost money, right? Like if under those, you know, that hypothetical, if he had a monster breakout year, would have gotten that fifth year option, which is that fifth year option can change due to your success. Like it's not like a slotted amount for the spot he's drafted. It goes up depending on your level of success. So if he would have had a breakout year and earned himself maybe a second contract, he could have made more money, right? At least in theory.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, and that's a fair assessment. So, yeah, could have made a couple more dollars. Like you said, it's kind of win-win. DK.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings Menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5. Or with the breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to recognize the undeniable cultural influence of Black musicians, composers, singers, and songwriters. From folk music to rock and roll, jazz, and more, Black culture has shaped almost every genre of music that exists today. Join State Farm in celebrating this month and beyond. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Saying he just lost all leverage with the tardiness camp. Yeah, that's a good point, right? Like it was just a leverage game. 14 million should have been his floor.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, that's
instead
a good point.
Instead, they get him 3 years for a total of 15.
What a bummer. Can you imagine? I don't know if this ever happened to you guys. You're like sitting at dinner somewhere, hanging out with your friends and family, and all of a sudden it dawns on you that you're supposed to be in a meeting somewhere that is incredibly important.
Been there, brother.
Dude.
Oh, that my feeling God. Of sinking.
It's the worst. And this is with millions of dollars on the table. Millions of dollars.
How long do you think it took him to fire his agent? Like, was it immediate? Like, wait a minute. What? Like, did they even get off that conversation?
Right. Oh, by the way, you're fired. Right. And I got to go figure this out, but you're fired.
Right. Right. That's step one.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Wild stuff. If that was a big time. I guess I'd have to look in to see if he had like a.
I hope he talks about it one day. I hope it works out. He gets a big deal. He balls out this year. Mm-hmm. And I want him to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, do you look at it, the Ravens as, you know, maybe doing him a bit of a solid by doing this deal? Like, is this something where they kind of helped him out? Like, maybe they recognize, man, you kind of shot yourself in the foot in a way, but I'm sure he didn't know exactly what he was doing. And so let's make this into a win-win for both of us, where we win, we get a good player linked up for or signed for the next 3 years, and you still get to earn back some of that money that you might have lost out on in that option year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's fair too. Look, the Ravens are looking for any opportunity to maintain flexibility, right? Mm-hmm. to gain some leverage, because the players are doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
It's a game. So yeah,
just no. You're not used to seeing the player just give up all his leverage.
Unknowingly, unbeknownst just to him,
completely had no idea, dude. Oh my god,
it was like, dude, my first year in college, I didn't know what a W was when you dropped out of a class, like you get a withdrawal.
Oh,
and how bad? And I was like, oh, I'm just taking a W. It's not even a letter grade. Like the stupid counselor's like, you know, it's not a grade. And I'm like, sure, I'm done with this class. Like,
that's right.
Sure this. Come to find out later, it's like, dude, do you know what you just did?
You're like, that's not good, bro.
Great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you letting me know. Counselor, mm-hmm. You're fired. Like,
yeah, I think I'm not just firing my agent. I think I'm driving over his house and I'm egging it. I mean, I'm egging his house with a couple dozen. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to pee on his car?
I mean, I'm putting peanut butter and jelly on his windshield. Okay. Mm. Good luck cleaning that off.
Some molasses.
Yeah, it ain't easy, dude. It ain't easy.
That's awesome. Well, let us know what you guys think about the whole scenario. Obviously, yeah. I'm glad that Rashad Bateman is here and that the Ravens believe in him, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do and more than anything, staying healthy. But leave all your comments below and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Do you know about all the musical genres that were created by Black musicians? Like jazz, rock and roll, and folk music, to name a few. This Black Music Month, State Farm is celebrating the cultural impact and influence of music created and inspired by Black innovators. Next time you're enjoying a song, trace it back to its origins and see for yourself. Check out the Black Music Forever station on Pandora, brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.